There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
Welcome to the Mark White Show. I am here with my buddy Jason Simpson. People know Jason Simpson across North and Central Alabama. Glad to have Jason in the studio with me this morning. We're going to talk about casting and catching. What a great event that it has been over the past few years through Children's Hospital and the funds that have been raised. Jason, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be in Athens this morning. Good to be hanging out with you. It's been a while.
It has been. You know, you were my second show on the Mark White Show. It was November the 10th, 2017 is when you came on. It was a 30-minute show, and it was still here at the station here in Athens. And you came on, and we talked about, of course, Brody. We talked about casting and catching. But it seems like a long time ago now to me. But November 10th, 2017, you were my second guest. My first guest was Randall McCrary. I'd worked with him he was a deputy in Lauderdale County, had been shot, and he teaches over at the tech school by day, and had him on the show to talk about the community rallying around him and supporting his family once he went through that event in his life. But you were my second guest, and I appreciate the fact that you came on, but more importantly, I appreciate what you've done to take that next step with Brody's situation to help other families who are going through similar circumstances through Children's Hospital.
We've been able to do a lot, and it's been a wonderful experience for us to really work with three other families from North Alabama to build a relationship with other families here, to build relationships in Birmingham with Children's of Alabama, and then to support the hospital. In the last 3 years, we've been able to raise close to $400,000 for Children's.
Wow.
We're on pace to get to $100,000 plus again this year. So in 4 years, the fourth annual Casting and Catching, we're hoping to be able to give back close to $500,000 in total. And we've already been able to see the hospital grow from this. There are some new staff members that are helping to do research on some of the more serious conditions that kids in our state are facing. And this is the only place in Alabama where a child can go to have their heart worked on. And it's one of the finest facilities in the country. In fact, people come from all over the country to see the doctors at Children's of Alabama, especially from Mississippi, Louisiana, all across our state, some from Georgia, some from Tennessee. There are great facilities in other regions, but when it comes to the heart, it's hard to beat what we've got at Children's of Alabama, and we're happy to be able to help support that and keep it going.
Well, as you mentioned, we've had so many young people here, and I mentioned it then, too, here in North Alabama and across the state, and even some people who come out of state to get the resources and benefit from the resources of Children's of Alabama. And casting and catching, as you say, $400,000 and what it's done. When this event first started, what was your mindset about what the possibilities were?
Well, it's really kind of a funny story because we started out thinking, hey, if we could raise $10,000 this first year, man, we would be great. And even the development directors at Children's were kind of patting us on the head, saying, oh, good job. You guys are going to do a bass fishing tournament. And then as time kind of went on and we were raising the funds, and Drew McNutt is the one who does a lot of the fundraising. He's kind of our de facto chairman. He doesn't like the credit for it, but he should get the credit for it.
Is that our Scottsboro guy?
Yes, he's from Scottsboro. He used to coach football at Scottsboro, yeah. And now he's really more focused on academics, and he's kind of working more closely with the kids as opposed to with the athletic teams. But we thought we'd raise $10,000, and if we got $10,000, we'd be good. But the director of development at Children's actually was surprised when we started getting into 10 and then 20 and then 30. It didn't even really make her radar until we got to 80. And one of our contacts there went to her and said, hey, you know, they're up to 80. They're up to 80. And she said, 80 what? And she told her 80,000. And at that moment, certainly the foundation was behind us, and they were beginning to realize that this is actually a big deal. And it has been phenomenal. We've had great response from all over Alabama with people coming to Lake Guntersville in the months of April and May. Sometimes the weather can be rough. We had one really great year that first year, and then the wind got us the next year. The storms got us last year. So hopefully this year is going to be a little bit better. It'll be April 26th and 27th. The dinner is Friday night, April 26th. The actual tournament itself kicks off at Safe Light the next morning on Saturday, April 27th. We're expecting at least 150 to 200 boats. If you got a boat, you want to fish, we've got a $5,000 guaranteed grand prize. And it's a 100% payout. Everything that comes in goes back out in the form of prizes unless you want to donate it back to the hospital. We keep nothing. Everything goes straight to the Children's Foundation. There's absolutely no middleman to this whatsoever. It is a straight fundraiser benefiting Children's of Alabama.
That is wonderful. And I hear the passion in your voice, Jason. And I know that you love the kids in Alabama. A lot of times it takes something in our lives to help us to appreciate and to gain that passion. Because until we've been in those individual shoes, until we've had that experience, it's hard to relate. But yet you can.
Oh, we can, definitely. And we have been touched by every aspect of that hospital except oncology, thank God. We've not had to deal with cancer or any childhood disease like that, but we've had just about every floor in that hospital has touched Brody's life in one way or another. So it's important to us and our entire family and to our extended family. Not, you know, the folks all over North Alabama who we're related to or who we just happen to be good friends with or our church family. It's important that we make sure that this is the best facility that we can have. We don't want to have to send our kids to different parts of the country to be worked on and to have those families out there in no man's land where they're 1,000 miles away from their family. The grandparents can't see the kids, and the family has to be taken out of school for weeks at a time because there's recovery that has to take place. If we can do this in Birmingham and keep it within driving distance of all 67 counties in Alabama, then we've done something great. And Birmingham has moved from being the steel city to the medical city. There is so much research being done right there at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. UAB is phenomenal. And most of these doctors come from UAB. They walk over a crosswalk into Children's, and they're coming straight from where they're doing research that's groundbreaking and incredible. So these wonderful things are happening in our state. And sometimes Alabama doesn't get the credit it needs for the good things that are happening here. The medical science that happens in our state is top-notch. But the problem is we have to be willing to support it. And if that means you got $2 or $5, whenever you see that Children's Miracle Network bucket at Publix or you see the fundraiser at Dairy Queen or like the Pancake Day at IHOP this week, every little bit makes a difference, because if everybody gave 50 cents or a dollar every time you saw that, if that's all you had, then we're adding up hundreds of thousands of dollars across the state. And it goes for Tennessee and for Georgia and for Mississippi as well. Those funds stay in those states, but when you donate here in Alabama, it stays in Alabama. And it was vitally important to us to make sure that we had a fundraiser that benefited our hospital in the best way that we could, which was to stay here at home, stay close by, and do something in North Alabama to give people a chance to serve here. And Scottsboro, Lake Guntersville, there's not much better fishing than that. We've got a pro named Randy Howell. If you've ever followed bass fishing, he's a Bassmaster champion from 2014. He will be there. We're actually going to have Ralph Nelson from the Trash Pandas at the dinner on Friday evening. He's agreed to come be our guest speaker, so we're looking forward to him. He's a dynamic character. So we're happy to have kind of a little relationship with the Trash Pandas there.
Ralph
to do that.
Ralph is the owner. Is he the owner?
Yes, he's the owner.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. what I was looking that up the other day for the Trash Pandas. That's interesting. So he'll be at the event as well. You know, when you think about the connection between UAB and Children's Hospital, and I was visiting some young people the other day from Children's, and I just walked across that breezeway into UAB and was able to visit another young lady there, and the connections that you're making, that we do have that opportunity. And I help people at St. Jude's as well, And at St. Jude's, you've got families from thousands of miles away having to go to St. Jude's for the benefits that they offer. But as you say, if Children's Hospital, the effort can be advanced, then maybe potentially these families that live in Priceville or live in these Hayleville or these smaller communities can make that hour and a half drive to Birmingham and get their children taken care of.
Right, and that's the point. That's what we want to do. We're never going to be able to, and I shouldn't say never, but it's unlikely that we would be able to make something like St. Jude where there's no bill. This is a medical facility. It's not, of course, it's nonprofit.
Right.
But what we're hoping to do is be able to provide the best care possible. And we're able to fund research. We're able to fund some of the things that the kids need in their after-the-surgery care. We've been able to fund some support groups. And there's a lot of good that's coming out of this $400,000 that we've raised so far. And we don't see an end in sight. We want to get to $1 million. We want to keep growing and growing and growing. You can go to castingandcatching.org, and you can donate right there on the website. You don't even have to see one of us to do it. In fact, the shirt that I'm wearing right now, the Team Brody shirt, we've raised, I believe, I would have to check with Lacey to be sure with the final total, but we raised about $1,200 in T-shirt money just to add to the pot. So, you know, we want to do everything that we can to make our hospital the best hospital and to give our kids the best chance that they can have. And guess what? Here's the beautiful thing about it. It's not exclusive to Alabama. If we make it the best we can for our kids, then it also becomes the best for a child who is from Tennessee, who doesn't get the care that they need at a hospital somewhere north of us. Or it's somebody from Florida in the Panhandle who lives and has no real access to a local children's hospital. Well, they can come to Birmingham, and they can get the care that they need, and they can know that they have a community and a state surrounding them that cares, whether you come from across the state line or not. And that's at the end of the day what we really want. We want to be the best. We want to be a light in the community and give people hope.
Oh, absolutely. And when you think about children that are outside of our state and the needs that they have and the fact that they're all our people, we are all connected together, and benefiting one benefits all when in those situations that you take the opportunity to take advantage of things like Children's Hospital. And I love the T-shirt, by the way. Cora tried to put hers on from back when I had a shirt that fit her
from round one
when she was when she was probably one and a half, and she was trying to put it on. She's five now, so but we still got the T-shirt, and she had it and she pulled it out and wanted to put it on. But you know, it's one of those things that all these aspects that come together to raise these funds for Children's Hospital. And what you're talking about, the support groups, I can't tell you how many families it seems to me that through this show I've met that before something happened in their life with their child, they did not know, first off, about that particular health issue, and second off, that there were other people going through the same thing. And I want to, through my show, before that ever happens, to show that there's support out there. And you mentioned that support groups are funded through this money. And to understand that, you know, there may be something that you're a listener right now, there may be something that you go through that you're not planning on with a child in the next few months, maybe in the next few weeks, it may be today. But understand that there are resources available. And one of those things, if you have an issue through Children's Hospital, there are people who have gone through what you're going through, and you can talk to them. There are resources available to help you. And people like Jason and the gentleman from Scottsboro that you mentioned, the coach.
Drew McNutt.
Drew McNutt. Joshua Andrews had mentioned Drew the other day, and he messaged that he was a part of that with you.
Yeah.
And I said, that's really interesting, Joshua, because, of course, Joshua was at Rogersville, and we were in Rogersville together. He became friends with you, and then he ends up in Scottsboro High School. So it's really interesting how the connections happen, and Drew was one of his teachers.
Right, right. And, you know, the McNutt family, they are an asset to Scottsboro. They do wonderful work in Scottsboro City Schools. Both Drew and Jody work there. And they, like I said, Drew is kind of our de facto chairperson for this tournament. He does a wonderful job spearheading everything. Because, look, And the last fish I caught was a stick. I'm not good at it. That's
big stick. How big a stick was it?
It was not a very large one. No, it was enough.
You're not increasing the size of the stick.
No, and this is no stick story. But it was. I'm not a good angler. I'm just not good at it. But you know what I am good at? I'm good at talking.
Yes.
I can talk. I can get out there and work hard, and I can tell people what needs to be told. I can communicate the message. So we all have our individual job with this. You don't have to be good at everything to be able to help. All you have to do is use what your ability is to do what you have to do. But, you know, you were mentioning the care that people get, and maybe not knowing that something's going to happen. Last year, we did not know that we were going to have another surgery with Brody yet. We ended up at Children's several times by life flight. The helicopter came from Children's. The critical care team came to Huntsville Hospital, would transport us there. They would get him kind of back to himself, and we were trying to buy some time before we had to have surgery. And we thought we might be able to manage it with medication. But it ended up, by May, he was in severe heart failure again. So he's three. He's already had one major heart surgery at 13 days. Now here he is just after his third birthday, and we're back in Children's just trying to get him nourished enough to have heart surgery again. And the surgeon who did his operation, this is an interesting thing. His mom lives in Huntsville. She goes to First Baptist Huntsville. I was to speak at a luncheon at Whitesburg Baptist Church on the morning that we found out what time his surgery was going to be. I had slept in a recliner at Children's that night and driven back up here to speak at Whitesburg, then go to work. And his mom was in the room. And I got a text right before I spoke. It said, Dr. Cleveland had just come in, and the surgery's going to be on Thursday, first thing in the morning. So, you know, I was able to see his mom and just kind of, you know, it was great to see the pride in her son, and then the care that she was giving. You know, it wasn't just her son, it was her caring for our family too.
Right.
So it is a family thing. The whole point of having a children's hospital is to take care of children and families. And they do a great job of that. And Dr. Cleveland and his family, a great example of how that works. And that's what we want our family to be. That's what we want our whole Caston and Catchin family to be, the Strouds, the Bradfords, the McNutts, and then those who have come alongside us, the Tincture family. They had a daughter in Children's for almost a year and a half, I believe. And because of the research that they have done, they were able to save her life. 6 years ago, 7 years ago, she probably wouldn't have made it. But because of the things that they've learned in the past decade, because of this facility, because of the funding that we're able to give them, and the state provides funding, groups like ours provide funding. It's not just us, but it's a statewide effort. For every time we do a tournament or a 5K, or you do a child does a lemonade stand and makes $20 and they send it to Children's, it helps to make sure that next child is the one that's going to be the success story. The success rates are increasing dramatically with heart surgeries in general. The mortality rate is decreasing tremendously. It is so much lower than it was a decade ago. And at some point, we may be able to get it down to the point where it's a fractional. That's what we want.
Right.
We don't want a child who has a heart issue or any issue to go into that hospital with no hope of ever coming out. And that's what they're working so hard to do.
Exactly. Well, Jason, will you stick here with me for just
Sure.
maybe another segment or so?
Sure.
We're going to go to a quick break. You are listening to the Mark White Show, talking to Jason Simpson here about Caston and Catchin. And there's an event coming up here. What's the dates again, Jason?
April 26th and 27th.
Put it on your calendar, April 26th, 27th. I hope you'll stick with me. We'll be coming right back. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Traditions of Athens is independent living and assisted living. Maintenance-free, carefree living at its best. Located at 22171 Traditions Way in Athens, Alabama, you have to see it to believe it. Check them out at traditionsofathens.com or give them a call at 256-444-3255.
Come home to Traditions.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I'm here with Jason Simpson. We're talking casting and catching. Jason, if give out the website and the other information that people can tune in to what's happening with Casting and Catching.
Okay, it's castingandcatching.org. Just like it sounds, there's no G's. We drop the G. Castingandcatching.org. And if you need help finding that, I'm really easy to find on Facebook. Of course, Mark's easy to find on Facebook, too. I'm email, Facebook, Twitter. Just let me know if you need any more information. We've got an open division with 100% payout, $5,000 guaranteed first place. We're going to pay through at least 40th place this year. In the past, I think we paid through only 20th place. This time, we're going to pay out at least $200. You're going to get your money back if you're in the top 60 of what you paid into the tournament plus some. There's a prize for big fish, largest fish, $1,000, second largest, $500, and so on down to the fifth place for $100. There's a school division with 100% payout there, $1,000 first prize in the school division, and of course, big fish prizes there. There's also a parent-child division with a $500 going to the top winner in that category. But parent-child, Mark, it can't be you and your grandfather. It has to be a child under 16 years old. But we're not going to have any ringers in the parent child division. So if your dad is a professional bass fisherman, this is not going to work. Unless you're under 16, then it could work. If you're a pro and you want to participate, it is open. It's okay. An open tournament. We will not turn away anyone, but we would ask if you're a pro that you help some folks along the way. You know, okay. We would love to have you, but if you're a pro who would like you to come participate, we'd rather have you working it, helping us to support Children's of Alabama instead of working for the money. But we would never turn you away. So, or if you're a semi-pro, if you're trying to get pro and you just want to use this as a tune-up and get some really great anglers, because there's some good ones. Right. There's some really good ones out there. Then come on and participate. Make it a good competition. We will not turn anyone away.
Right now, I'm thinking about give a man a fish. I would want him to give me a fish if I was in the tournament. Big fish.
Yes, we do have that opportunity, Mark.
Okay.
Randy Howell, I mentioned him earlier. He's a former Bassmaster champion, still out there doing this all the time. He is a master of fishing Lake Gunnersville. We have an opportunity to win a day of fishing with him. It's an auction. You can see it at castingandcatching.org. It's all on the website. But you could win a chance to win to fish an entire day out on Lake Gunnersville with Randy Howell. And it's a mutually convenient day. We're not going to set that date up, and you have to work around it. What will happen is we'll put you in touch with Randy, and we'll make sure that you get your day out there. And you can, in the past, we've had a father and two boys that have won it in the past, and they just had a blast out there with him. We're going to have a good time. We also have a kids fishing clinic, which went very well last year in spite of the fact that there was nasty weather. We had severe weather moving in that morning. I actually couldn't be at the tournament because I was at WHNT covering it. But we've got a kids fishing clinic that will be put on by Randy. Randy is a great asset to us, and he makes no money off this. He gets no sponsorship revenue off this. He does it out of the goodness of his heart, right? Because he's a really good man. And when you get to meet people like him in life, or people like Drew, or like the Bradford family and the Stroud family that we work with, it's a blessing. It is a huge blessing because we work together well. We're friends, and it just works.
We're going to cover the subject of autism over the next couple of segments, and I have Carrie Magro going to join me when we come back. Right now, we're going to go to a quick break, so I hope you'll stick with me. You're listening to The Mark White Show. When we come back, we're going to talk to Carrie Magro. He is with the National Autism Association. Great speaker. Has a new book coming out as well. Stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com. or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering, Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue.
Located in Bartlett and Arlington, Tennessee, just outside of Memphis, find them on the web at babyjacksbbq.com. The Mark White Show is proud to partner with Baby Jack's Barbecue to help families at St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181. Or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skagg, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Carrie Magro is with the National Autism Association, and he also has a new book out. And I wanted Carrie to join us to talk about being an ambassador for the autism community. Carrie, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Oh, so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, my friend. If you would, just tell us about your early years, how you faced autism, and ultimately you've had a lot of recognition in supporting the community.
Yeah, sure.
So I was diagnosed with autism when I was 4, and growing up, I was considered on the severe end of the autism spectrum. But thanks to a lot of support, also being nonverbal until I was 3, lots of therapy in terms of speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, music and theater therapy, I was able to overcome a lot of my obstacles to today being a professional speaker for the past 8 years, traveling the country, educating about our very special community, but also at the same time getting to meet some amazing, amazing individuals. And during that time, it gave me the opportunity to write some books about my journey, and now to have my first children's book called I Will Light It Up Blue coming out on March 26th. For our community to enjoy. So it's been quite a ride, and I've had a lot of time doing it. So.
What amazing timing we have right now with the new book coming up March 26th, and people will be able to get that book very soon. Actually, they can pre-order right now, I believe.
Yes. People can pre-order the book at mascotbooks.com, and it's will be coming officially out on March 26th, but people can pre-order it now, and it will be available also as an ebook on Kindle as well as hardcover.
Let me go back, if you don't mind, Kerry, to what you were talking about where you were diagnosed as severe on the severe level, and you named off some things that were done, some forms of treatment to try to help. There's a young man right now every year I try to be a part of their fundraiser effort. It's JM's Journey, and I'm going to actually be in a dunking booth this year, so people are going to be able to throw softballs and knock me into the water to help raise money for JM. But if you would kind of elaborate on some of those treatments and how they actually helped get you from what was considered severe autism to where you are now.
Sure. Well, my parents, at the time when we were trying to figure out what therapies would help me, they didn't know much about autism. And when I was diagnosed with autism, the numbers of autism were about 1 in every 1,000 being diagnosed. And today in the United States, 1 in 59 children are diagnosed with autism. So back then, it was really just trial and error to figure out what would work best for me. And right away, speech therapy made a great deal of sense. Me saying my first word when I was 3, speech therapy and helping build up on that was something very, very important. And then once I got to school, occupational and physical therapy were the therapies that everyone was talking about as being some of the most helpful for those with autism. So my parents got me into those, and then I was theater and music therapy simply because I grew up wanting to be the sixth member of the Backstreet Boys. I was very much into music, and even though I had sensory challenges, there was always something soothing about music, and then theater therapy came next. Just because I have always loved to act, and it kind of just became something that helped me understand the perspectives of other people. So all that combined for almost 15 years until I was graduating from high school really became my bread and butter.
Well, and treatments for so many families, as you're talking about, they can be quite expensive. But they do fundraisers and they do things because they believe in the ability of their children. They believe in their potential, and they're willing to make those sacrifices to try to get them to where that they can accomplish exactly what they were meant to do.
Yeah, it's hard, especially in some areas where parents have to pay out of pocket for services and supports. But one of the things that our platform has given us the ability to do is talk to local legislators about really just making sure that we're trying to provide services for our children who are not only diagnosed with autism, but a wide range of disabilities who might need specific therapies to help them with their progress and their developmental milestones. So it's not only about going out and speaking to our local communities, but it's also making sure that we remind our legislators about the importance of things such as occupational speech, theater, even in some cases, applied behavioral analysis therapy as well. So very important.
And speaking of those opportunities, I would like to mention the KFM Making a Difference in Autism Scholarships, which we're getting very close to the time when those scholarship applications are to be turned in and the selections being made. So that's yet another opportunity, especially for those who are coming out of high school and going into college, for them to help their kids.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for mentioning that. So I started a nonprofit 7 years ago called KFM Making a Difference in the hope of providing scholarships for students with autism based on my own journey going through college. Currently today, I'm a third year doctoral candidate at New Jersey State University. And one of the things that I realized for many students with autism is that they often had to pay out of pocket for reasonable accommodations for themselves. So I decided to start a scholarship program to help students with autism with aid to go to college. And we started just giving out one scholarship every year. And now we give out scholarships 3 times a year, every spring, every summer, and every fall for high school graduates on the autism spectrum, but also current college students. And now we've given 60 scholarships for students with autism to go to college in the past 7 years. So it's a labor of love project for sure.
Excellent. Well, I'd like to give out some of those dates. I know that the application, autism scholarship applications, now open, and it closes on April the 29th at midnight. And I would suggest that people right now go to KFMMakingADifference.org. That's KFMMakingADifference.org, and make a submission, turn in the application, and good luck with anybody who tries to apply for that.
Quite amazing to see some of the amazing stories of people who have overcome many obstacles to get to the point to pursue a post-secondary education.
When we come back, we're going to finish up talking to Carrie Magro, and then we'll have Haley Moss during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I hope you'll stick with me.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students offering high-level educational experiences, with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College.
Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletic competition as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Smoothly.
Traditions of Athens is independent living and assisted living. Maintenance-free, carefree living at its best. Located at 22171 Traditions Way in Athens, Alabama, you have to see it to believe it. Check them out at traditionsofathens.com or give them a call at 256-444-3255.
Come home to traditions.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn, garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front-end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com. Or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked. Sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life. Tiptoe if you must, but take the step.
Let's talk about your book a little more. I Will Light It Up Blue. It's incredible because it's already number 3 on an Amazon bestseller list. And the book itself is about Doug and Emma. They're twins on the autism spectrum. Without giving too much away, kind of give us the idea of what the story's about, and then we'll talk again about how people can pre-order this book.
Sure. I've had the opportunity to also get to work with many children who are on the autism spectrum, and one of the things that we constantly talk about in our community is the aspect of how early intervention is key to help individuals, regardless if they have autism or special needs, really be able to progress. So when I was thinking about writing my next book, I thought about the idea of really trying to do something focused on children. And one of the initiatives that I do every year is called the Light Up Blue Initiative, which happens on World Autism Awareness Day on April 2nd, where people wear blue and they light their houses up blue to start a conversation about autism. So I wanted to do a children's book based on that initiative, based on children on the autism spectrum, one boy, one girl on the autism spectrum with different levels of severity of autism, and go into our school systems and educate younger children about autism spectrum disorders. So, that was kind of the reason why I also wanted the book to come out at the end of March, so people could buy the book and potentially read it in their schools as well when April came around. So, it's just been an amazing opportunity, and just to be able to work with an amazing group called Mascot Books, who are publishing the book as well, being able to work with them on this initiative.
Excellent. Well, you have Doug and Emma, and I have Carrie and Haley, because here in a few minutes I'm going to have Haley Moss on the program, and you know Haley, she's a friend of yours, and she's going to talk about becoming the first lawyer that openly autistic in the state of Florida.
Yes, I love Haley. She's going to be an amazing interview, and she's just also has a similar story of being nonverbal as a child, and I'm sure she'll talk a little bit about that as well on the interview. But yeah, she's done incredible things, and I'm so very proud of her.
Yes, and as you're alluding to about the book, it brings out the female side of the issue, and it shows a young lady who has accomplished some amazing things through her young life so far.
Yeah, it was important for us when we were writing the book to focus on a girl on the autism spectrum as well, because in our community, boys are diagnosed, especially in the United States, 5 times more often than girls are. So it was important that we represent girls on the autism spectrum, because a lot of the times people think of autism as a boy disorder, and we wanted to make people realize that autism, it really can be boys, it can be girls, anyone could get diagnosed with autism. So we want to highlight a boy and girl for that reason.
Absolutely. Well, one more time, people can go to Amazon.com, look up I Will Light It Up Blue by Carrie Magro, that's Magro. The book is called I Will Light It Up Blue, and I'm looking forward to actually getting a book myself and checking this out. And Carrie, I appreciate the work you're doing with the National Autism Association, as well as going out and speaking and making a difference to these parents. I can't imagine, you know, the parents that feel hopeless, but they listen to someone like you, Carrie, and it gives them hope. And I know that through your scholarship program, you have encouraged some young people to take steps in their life that they never imagined, and their families never imagined that they would. So thank you for what you're doing, Carrie.
Well, thank you for highlighting this topic. We need more people such as yourself who are going out there and having and giving us a voice on radio shows and entertainment to discuss these really important topics.
Absolutely, Carrie, and I'll just say you're welcome on my show anytime. If you have anything that you want to address, you know my email address, you can always send it to me, and I'd love to have you on again.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark, for the opportunity, and have a great day.
Sure, Carrie. It was Carrie Magro. We're glad that he could join us. We're going to have Haley Moss. She's on the line right now from Miami, Florida. And, you know, I'm just going to jump right in. We're going to have the Good Deed segment, and Haley's part of that. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Haley Moss.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
The show has kind of been one of those days, as I said. But knowing that you're in Miami and the weather's great just makes me start to feel better.
Sunshine makes everything a little better. So does getting to laugh and smile about everything.
Haley, welcome to the Mark White Show. We've worked on this for a while. You have done some incredible things, but it's just your life. And it's gotten you some attention and some exposure. But if you would, just tell us about Haley Moss and what your goals were and how you achieved them.
So a little bit about my goals. I actually was diagnosed with autism at age 3, and some of what most of you know right now is that I'm currently a practicing attorney here in South Florida. I work at a law firm called Zimpano Patricius, where I work in healthcare and international law, but what's more important than that is a little bit about the journey, too, and not just starting as a nonverbal kid, but also what I want to say is I am the author of 2 books. I illustrated. I am also an artist. I love getting to talk about autism. I love being able to help other people. And something that I think is really important and that I really value right now in my adult life especially is helping to change the autism conversation for the better. So what do I mean by that? I mean that we should be including autistic people in these conversations front and center. Our voices matter. We are the everyday experts. I think there are issues that affect our community that we aren't talking about as much, including employment. I'm aware of how lucky I am to be a practicing attorney right now, and I think it's something that we need to talk about. And also, I'm a really big proponent of neurodiversity, so that all brains, no matter how different and how they function, should be celebrated and included in all aspects of society.
I love that. And we, through the Mark White Show, have had several segments to talk about John's Crazy Socks and Blake's Snow Shack and Sweet Jordan's up in Tennessee. That's a restaurant that actually has 31 young people with various disabilities, so to speak, quote unquote, at those locations, and try to bring out what these people are capable of, and don't negate their potential, but give them the opportunities to be successful.
Absolutely. And something that also needs to change outside of these small businesses as well is larger corporations and other forms of business and employment, because people with disabilities are so diverse, and our interests are more diverse than certain types of jobs as well. So I think it's important for all companies and corporations and employers to see the value in hiring people who do have disabilities, and especially intellectual and developmental disabilities, because we do bring an interesting perspective. We are valuable members of society, and it's more than just a feel-good story for who you work for. I think that's really important to get across, is a lot of employers might see it as just a feel-good thing, but really everybody can learn so much from having people with disabilities working for you and with you. And I think it's really something that is valuable for everyone involved, including the person with a disability.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I understand maybe that you were nonverbal early on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had not had parents who stepped up and said, my daughter can do this and my daughter has these capabilities, where would you be right now, just in a hypothetical situation?
I don't know, because I am very blessed to have parents that invested everything that they had in me. My mom was home with me. We did floor time therapy at home. We had speech therapy. We did all of these different interventions and services. And I don't know who I'd be if I didn't have involved parents, or if I was still nonverbal. But I do think something worth noting is not speaking is not the same as nothing to say.
Right.
I think that's really important to get across, is that behavior is communication. So I think I might have just had a lot more trouble communicating the way that we are now. And I do think that if other people limited what I was able to do or wanted to do, that I certainly would not be talking to you today and having this conversation that is so important about the value of people with disabilities and even getting to be an attorney. I don't know. I can't say for certain that I would be where I am right now.
Have you heard of Rett syndrome before?
I have.
Okay. You know, it's another one of those where the young ladies, typically girls, they can't communicate in the way that you and I are communicating right now, but their thoughts and everything that's going on in their brain is telling them what's happening around them, and they have something to say, they just can't say it.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Exactly. But I think what's also important is when I'm saying behavior is communication, there's also more than one way to communicate. And like you're saying with these young women and what's going on in their brains, I also have plenty of other autistic friends who communicate through writing or through assistive technology. Or there's more than one way to exist, and there's more than one way to communicate in this world. And I think that's something that people really need to know too.
And the big reason I wanted to bring you on, Haley, was because you are an encouragement to parents and to young people who are listening right now because of what you've been able to accomplish at this point in your young life. And I know that is an inspiration to so many people, and you've used that platform to try to encourage parents and young people to achieve their goals as well.
I have. I think it's really important that autistic youth and even parents of autistic kids are able to see positive role models in our community. You mentioned earlier that you had Carry On, and you also have me. Like, there are adults, and I think that it's really valuable for everyone to be able to learn from autistic adults. When I was a kid, there really weren't as many of us out there that were public and speaking. And something that was really advanced for the time is my mom was reading an author called Leanne Holiday Willey. She's absolutely wonderful. At this point in my life, I'm lucky enough that I can call Leanne a friend. But she was one of the first women that was a little bit younger than Temple Grandin, who was writing about her experiences being on the spectrum and being able to share what it was like having a family, having children. And when I got to read that as a kid, it was really powerful to see, here's a woman like me who is autistic, and she has a husband, and she has children, and she has interests, and her life is happy, that she's in a good place. And that was something that I thought was incredibly valuable. And I think parents and autistic people today, by seeing other autistic adults, are able to see that there is hope, that there are great things out there, and that you too can achieve great things, and other people shouldn't be telling you what you can and can't do.
All right, folks, you have been listening to The Mark White Show, and I appreciate all of you for tuning in. Next week, I'm actually going to come to you from Barcelona, Spain. Me and my cousin Greg Perkins, just during the Good Deed segment. The other stuff, I'll have Sean of the South. I don't know if anybody knows who Sean of the South is. Sean Dietrich will be on the program. He'll be joining me. But I appreciate each and every one of you for joining me. Go to The Mark White Show on Facebook, because that's where a lot of things happen. I appreciate each and every one of you. I love you and wish you all the best as we go through the next week and take a check at casting and catching. You've been listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially, in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity. Hey, Ken Gobble with CDI. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Mark White. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. What are y'all doing out there lately at Commercial Drilling?
Man, we have been covered up since the weather got pretty. We're trying to get people some wells so that they can irrigate their gardens and their grass. We've been doing a lot of pump work and whatnot for the farmers in the area, getting ready to do some irrigation this year. We've been burning up the roads, making sure that everybody that needs water has water, and that we can help them with all their water needs. Doing water purification, just everything we can do.
So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, the best way to do it is call the 256-679-8181.
Yes, that is my direct line. If you don't get me at 256-679-8181, you can call the office at 256-206-9450. Miss Anita runs the office there. She can take all the information, make sure that I get it. Or you can reach us on the web at www.commercialdrilling.com. Also on Facebook at commercialdrilling.com. And we'll do everything we can to help you out.
Outstanding. Now, at CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something, right?
That's right. We try to separate ourselves from the competition by going over and above to make sure that our customers are 100% satisfied with the product and service that we provide. And we not only want to be their go-to for all their water needs, we want to be friends, neighbors with everybody we work for.
Exactly. Well, Ken, you be safe out there, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed,
member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Hi, this is Jennifer Rambo, mother of Gunnar Rambo. I just want to give a little history on his condition. Gunnar was born September the 1st, 2016. Shortly after birth, they discovered his esophagus and stomach weren't connected and that his esophagus had connected to his trachea airway. They had to go in and do a repair to connect the stomach and esophagus and clip the esophagus away from his airway. He developed something called tracheomalacia, where his airway was collapsing. He had to have a trach put in where he could breathe, but it was removed last June. We came in on February 6th to have the hole sewn up in his neck, but he began to struggle to breathe. The doctors gave us the option to wait a little longer in the hospital and leave him on the ventilator or go ahead and put a trach back in, which he would probably have the rest of his life. We wanted to give Gunnar a better quality of life because putting a trach in could destroy his airway even more. We have contacted Dr. Jennings at Boston Children's Hospital, who does a reconstruction and stenting of the airway. We appreciate all of the donations, prayers, calls, people reaching out to us. Ways you can help is follow Team Gunnar, donate to the GoFundMe page on Team Gunnar, and just send prayers. Thank you all, and we love you.
This has been a Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. If you would like to be part of the Make a Difference Minute, send me an email at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, you're listening to The Mark White Show. This is Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. Get out there and make a difference in this world.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you if you see